contracting, acquisitions, logistics kind of thing. And I get my location or base this next semester, so I'm excited to see what it is.
Again, we're talking.
Mineral Area College Basketball is on the air. KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com is your voice for Cardinal Athletics.
Great feet by Jones that time, and great hands as she slapped it away. Max on the run. Winner has it. Right side layup. Got it! Haley Winner's got 4 points, and it was all started by great defense by Kenzie Jones.
Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win. Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for conference and district championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Mineral Area on an 8-1 push. And now a ball tapped away. Trent's got it. Trent pushing it the other way. It's a 4-on-3. Right side layup. Yes, sir! Lamar Morgan with the assist from Trent. Here come the Cardinals!
It's Matt Cardinal Basketball on Regional Radio AM 800, KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com. Now let's go courtside for your pregame show.
And we are courtside of the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse tonight as your 14-0 Mineral Area College Cardinals and number 8th ranked in the country taking on the Swick Blue Storm for the second time this season. The two teams met a couple of weeks ago, and Mineral Area College came out on top by 20 points, 73-53. Cardinals vaulted ahead by 14 points after the end of the first half and just kept on moving in the second half. It was a nice performance on the road for the Cardinals, but for the Swick Blue Storm, they had some people just coming off of injuries. They had a few people that were injured in that game, and now they've tightened the rotation. So a much different team, and according to, well, both Coach Streggy and Coach Jay Harrington for Swick, a much better ball club this time around. Swick only 6-6 on the year, but their last two ball games have been very close. A loss to a very good Wabash team by only a point in a game that Swick put up 96 points in, and a loss to Three Rivers by only 6 points in that St. Louis shootout about a week and a half ago. So a much better Blue Storm team, a Mineral Area College Cardinal ball club, though, that, well, their coach is going to ask them to maintain that high level of play that they've been accustomed to. A 20-point win last time out against Kankakee. That was on Saturday just a couple of days ago, 84-64 the win there. And then an impressive showing against Lincoln last Wednesday, 93-67. And those two wins came off of, well, a victory, but kind of a sluggish one for the Cardinals. They play at that same St. Louis College shootout and won by 5 over Lewis and Clark, 64-59. The team that Swick beat not too long ago by 6 points in overtime. So, Mac, yes, they own the head-to-head victory already against this team. The Cardinals are ranked 8th in the country and undefeated at 14-0, but certainly not looking past an improving Snow Leopards ball club. We'll hear from both coaches as we push along. We'll have a chat with Jay Harrington of the Swick Blue Storm and our talk with Luke Streggy on our pregame show as well as we continue. Let's step aside for 2 minutes from the Bob, and we continue with your pregame show right after this on Super Talk 800 KREI.
Get 0% financing till spring on your new Articat from Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail. Hi, this is Tim Serdike. The 2017 models are here, and new in-stock ATVs and side-by-sides get this great finance offer, plus a 2-year extended warranty. And by combining rebates up to $3,000 and our desire to blow out inventory, we have pre-owned pricing on brand-new 2014 and 2015 Articats in stock. And bow hunters, with your purchase of a new Articat HDX, I will give you a free Fred Bear Wild Single Cam Compound Bow. So you're ready to hit the woods. And here's a Street Track and Trail exclusive for Articat buyers. Our Serdike staff can deliver an Articat demo to you free of charge so you can try it out on your property to make sure it's the model that best fits your needs. What could be better than that? Check out the new 2017 Articats today at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail, next to the Harley store on Highway 67, south of Festus. Like us on Facebook and go to tserdikeset.com and check out your new Articat.
As we get anytime age, access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. for you.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Got to be joined by Jay Harrington now, Swick head man, and coach. I remember last time we played you had guys that were injured. You had guys just coming back from injury, and with all new people, you said they hadn't actually figured out how to get together with what you were wanting to do so far. But it sounds like you're starting to turn that corner now.
Well, you know, I think we're playing better. We're playing more under control. The kids are starting to understand. We still have one player that's not back yet, who will really help us. But I think that we're just playing better. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't mean that we'll come in here and win. It just, all we want to do tonight is to play better than we played the first time. Because, you know, the last, when you play you guys twice, Three Rivers and Wabash, within 10 days here or something like that, oh, my God. I mean, that's been a, and then we had Alney and we had Lewis and Clark in between that. So, you know. That's a pretty good, healthy schedule.
You either perish or get better, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we came out of last week when we had you all first, and then we had Alney at home, then we went to Lewis and Clark and won, and then we lost to Three Rivers. You know, we came out of that 2-2, and we're pretty happy with that.
One guy that I loved watching, was so impressed, was Jalen Hill. And I know it was an average night for him, but 19-9, I thought he was just really good. I had fun watching him.
Well, I think everybody is really keen on Jalen. I mean, when we played Three Rivers, they sent two at him. When we played Wabash the other night, they actually ended up sending 2 and 3 at him. And they just, everybody's beating the heck out of him. And I think for a freshman, he's just really doing very well.
Mineral area, I know that you've seen him a lot, played him once, but what goes to the top of the scouting report when you face the Cardinals?
Well, Morgan is one of the best three-point shooters I've seen all year. You know, I think that Roundtree is a leader. You know, we really wanted him because of the leadership qualities he has, and with us having all those young kids, and we really, really battled you guys for him and lost out. But we battled you for Morgan and lost out. Hell, I've lost out everybody I wanted to get to your all's team. So, you know, I think that I thought the composure of your team, I thought that they ran their offense, that they didn't get rattled. And I thought that was the main thing that I was really, I told our staff afterwards, your team was composed. They ran their offense. They did everything they wanted to do. And, you know, I think that's what I thought most that I liked about Mineral's team.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Jay Harrington joining us on pregame. Back with more after this.
Let's do 1 minute.
It's our big finish here at your home of the No Bull Deal Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get 30% off a new 2016 Ram 1500 Hemi Quad Cab 4x4, priced now at $29,811. That's a 4x4 Quad Cab Hemi priced under $30,000. Or check out a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee V6 4x4, well-equipped, priced at $26,644. Also, during our bid finish, get a new Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4 for $36,025 or a Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for $34,787. And here's a no-bull deal you can't pass up. A new 2016 Dodge Charger for 24% off for just $25,610. It's our big finish, and you don't want to miss it. Here at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus or lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler, Noble.
Yeah.
Great to be joined by the head man for the Cardinals, Luke Streggy, 14-0. And the last home game before the break, this would be a nice one to help everybody have a Merry Christmas, I suppose.
This is a big one for us. Just to finish on a positive note, we've had so many great games and great moments in this gym so far this year, and this is our last one here for, you know, a couple weeks until January 4th. But just a great test for us to stay focused here during finals week, which is always a challenge to student-athletes, and a good team coming in here who are very well coached.
How is this SWCC team different than the SWCC team you played a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, they're a lot different. So they've changed a ton. They've cut their rotation down in almost half. They're playing about six guys right now. They've defined roles a lot better as well. They've moved guys. So the two guys that were playing the point don't play the point at all anymore. Mm-hmm. They've moved a kid, Asante Patterson, who was strictly wing, strictly to the point. They've gone much smaller. They've been starting four guards and putting their four-man, who's a really good player and their best player, at the five spot and running almost everything for them, for him. They've simplified their offense from like 25 different things down to about four or five that they run really, really well to get their best players the basketball. And just for example, in the last game that they played a couple nights ago, they had four guys score. Two of them scored 21 and two of them scored 19. So they had 80 points between those four guys. But that's what they're doing now, is just putting specific guys in position to score instead of just running a bunch of stuff for a bunch of different guys. They're well coached, and they figured out that this is the best play for this, the best way for this group to play, and they're playing really well right now.
You referenced them getting the ball in the hands of their best player more frequently, and he's really been the consistent guy. Jalem Hill, and just a freshman, and guy averages 20-8, and did just about that against you guys last time. I think he's a real nice player.
Yeah, so he had 19-10 in the first game against us. We held him 1 point below his average, and. You know, we didn't do a great job against him. It's my feeling, and I lose track of all these teams that we've played before, but I think he's the most skilled guy with his back to the basket that we have played so far this year. So the key for us is just to not let him catch it in scoring position around the rim, because he's very skilled. He can go with both hands. He's very long. He's a very good offensive rebounder. And even against a zone, they will look to throw it into him in the post, because, you know, that's they're most efficient when he can catch it at 4 feet. And he's very skilled down there. So it's a big challenge for us to, number one, just deny him, not let him catch it in there. And when he does, we've got our hands full.
With them cutting their rotation and with you running a turnstile with nine guys, that could be an advantage for you, couldn't it, in a way?
Yeah, I would hope so. You know, we would hope after, you know, late in the first half, second half, that our depth would wear on them. But, you know, we'll see. These guys now have been doing this for four or five games, and I don't know what their practices are like. They played two nights ago just like we did. But, you know, at these ages, though, freshmen and sophomore, these kids, some of them can just run and run for days. They don't care. So we're not dealing with 40-year-olds out here running around. You know, they've just you know, this game got canceled earlier when they were playing a different style, and maybe that was better for us back then when they were playing all these different guys. The one thing I've always said about a Coach Harrington team is that they will figure it out. He will figure out the best way for them to be successful. So last year, at the beginning of the year, they were playing one style. And to his credit, they just completely scrapped it and then became a really good team because he figured it out. And that's what's happening with this team. At the beginning of the year, they struggled. And now you can just see that they are turning the corner and they are starting to figure out how to play. And it's almost like playing a completely new team than we played, you know, a month ago.
Luke Streggy on our pregame show. Back with more after this on KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
All right, let's meet our starters for tonight's game for the Swick Blue Storm. They'll start Darren Jenkins, a 6'4 sophomore and an 8.2 scorer on the year. Teddy Pfeiffer is a 6'3 freshman from Edwardsville, 13.1 points. Jalen Hill, a tremendous talent, 6'7 freshman from Louisville, 20 points and 8 rebounds. Asante Patterson leads them in assists at 2.6. And Seiko Sangari, a 6'4 sophomore there. The national anthem upcoming, and we'll meet your Mineral Area starters right after this.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
All right, so starting for the Blue Storm, Sangari, Patterson, Hill, Jenkins, and Pfeiffer, and it's the familiar starting five for the Cardinals. Sean Roundtree, a 6-foot sophomore, and he now is leading this team in assists at 3.5 per game, and that number has been growing throughout the last couple of weeks. Darius Thompson, a 6'2 sophomore, averaging 7.2 points on the year. Devin Thomas, the block shot leader, he's been the man in the middle, 2.5 blocks per game, and he scores over 13. Zach Cuthbertson, a 6'7 sophomore, leads him in scoring and rebounding, 14.4 and 7.1 respectively. Thomas and Cuthbertson, the transfers from Lincoln Trail. And Lamar Morgan, the 6'5 sharpshooting sophomore out of Willingboro, New Jersey. Morgan scored 17 the last time these two played. He was 4-for-7 outside of the three-point arc. The matchup that I'll be watching tonight, one of them anyway, Devin Thomas against Jalen Hill. Now, Hill will play more minutes than Thomas because Coach Strege has a 9-man rotation, as we'll see Laro, Story, Miller, and Diallo out there as well. But Jalen Hill now, as Coach told us, has slid from more of the 4 spot to the 5 spot, a natural power forward. But they've shuffled things just a little bit, and Hill now playing more of the 5. So if Thomas is matched up on him, we're going to watch that matchup because in the last time these two played, Hill had 19 points, 9 rebounds. Thomas had only 5 points and 2 rebounds, but it didn't matter. Mac won by 20. So if the game gets a little closer, a little tighter, perhaps that's a matchup that will come into play. Let's go ahead and thank a few sponsors right before our tip. We'd like to thank Hubs Pub, and we'll remind you we'll have our Cardinal conversation coming up on Thursday at Hubs Pub. Coaches and players of the women's basketball team joining us in Bonterra. That'll be 6 o'clock Thursday night on J98 The Boo. First State Community Bank of Farmington and Park Hills among our fine sponsors. Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale and St. Genevieve and Patterson Well Drilling of Cadet. The Blue Storm out of Swick come out in their royal blue uniforms, white numbers and letters, some black stripes down the side. Mineral Area College in their white uniforms. They've got black numbers and letters with red outline. They've got black and red stripes down the sides of the pants and on the shoulders of the sleeves, and red dots down the sides of the pants as well. Mac going to push it right to left as I look at and describe the action to you tonight, and that means that Swick will be pushing it left to right. Jumping it up, Jalen Hill and Devin Thomas. Both teams going to be in a defensive tip-off position. That means you have more players defending than you have on the forward portion and part of the ball, and the tip is won once again by Devin Thomas. I think he's only lost the tip once or twice all year. Mack 14-0, looking to go 15-0 here tonight. And it'll be Mineral Area College basketball. Roundtree, whose play continues to improve, has it at the head of the circle to the right wing Thompson. A bullet pass down underneath, and Thomas lost it, and he was guarded by Hill. Now Swick gets its first offensive possession. Pfeiffer hands it off to Patterson. They'll run Patterson to the point, and he plays it to Jenkins on the right wing. Jenkins looking underneath for Hill. Good defense by Thomas, though. And Jenkins is tied up by great defense by Morgan and a good smile by Lamar. A five-second violation by the Blue Storm. And Mack has the basketball back. So a turnover, one each way, as we get underway here at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse on KREI Farmington. Mack basketball, a 2-3 zone being played by Swick, and now they'll match up and follow you through on it. So Cuthbertson, the cutter, has it at the left low block. He tries to chisel his way inside. Jump hook that won't go, and the rebound taken down by Singari. Seiko Singari from Westside Academy, New York, New York. Patterson trying to drive by Roundtree. Sean stays right in front, popping out near half court. Can't get the ball to Jenkins. They try to enter it, and Thomas steals it. Up the floor we go. Darius Thompson drives it down to the left low block, turned back around outside. Now they'll swing it to the right wing. This is Roundtree. Roundtree to the right corner, and that's to Morgan. Mack going to back it out once again. Morgan on the right wing extended. Lobs it down to Thomas. Thomas working on Hill right here and powers it right through him. Devin Thomas on the board with one of his patented power moves. He's got a full toolbox down underneath there. And now on the break, Jenkins tries to slam it in on the block shot by Devin Thomas. Great job by Thomas as the rim protector right there. So Devin scores at one end and blocks the shot on the other end. Tremendous play by him. Mack basketball, Thompson has it head of the circle, half court, man-to-man from Swick here. Over to the left wing, Morgan has it. Morgan bounces it to Thomas. He's shoved out along that baseline, but he powers his way in again, and he goes right through the chest of Jalen Hill. Goes off the window for the score, and Hill fouls him on the play. A terrific power move by Devin Thomas. Thomas with just a little dribble to get Hill moving, and then went right through his chest to the hoop. So Thomas going to the free throw line where he has the most attempts and the most makes on the year for the Cardinals. And he's got all the points so far, four. So can he make it five? Yes, he can. And Devin pops it through. So Mack leading it 5-0. And Devin Thomas has all the scoring so far as we're 2 minutes into the ball game. Swick basketball. They look for the bouncer to Hill. Hill goes over the top that time of Cuthbertson, but Cuthbertson got a piece of the ball right there, as Zach did a great job of going straight up. And instead of swatting down on the basketball, Cuthbertson just remained vertical and got a piece of that ball. Now Roundtree dribbling it at the half-court stripe. Luke Strege calls out the set right here. Roundtree left-handed. Now to Thomas over to the right wing. This is Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson pushes it to the left wing, Morgan. Roundtree's got it on the left side. Lobs for Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson pushed to the outside. Now spaces the basket in the left corner. Roundtree looking for a drive. Roundtree underneath Thomas. Once again, he contorts his body, and he banks it in. And it is the Devin Thomas show right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's Devin Thomas 7 and Swick nothing. We're 2.5 minutes in. With the ball on his hip, Patterson is closed out on by Thompson. Darius playing good D out front. Back in a bouncer now to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer right back out to the midcourt stripe to Patterson. Roundtree closing out on him. They play catch to the left wing. Pfeiffer looking for the drive. Morgan cuts him off. They look to the low post, now to the high post. And one on the shot clock. I don't think they got it off. I do not think they got it off. The officials say that they did. And it'll be a score for Jalen Hill as the shot clock expired. It sounded to me and looked to me like the buzzer went off before Hill released the shot. But, well, there are three gentlemen in here that didn't agree with that. Roundtree drives along that baseline to Thompson now. Thompson looks high. This ball is intercepted, and it's going the other way. Pfeiffer now goes over to Patterson, who misses the dunk. He was high enough, but he didn't calculate properly, and it got rim-checked. So a 7-2 lead for Mack with a basketball on the blown dunk by Swick. And the turnover, as it turns out, didn't hurt the Cardinals. The last time these two met, turnover is a major storyline. 22 for Swick and only 7 for Mineral Area College. But So far two, and Roundtree snaps off an open three. Missed it short. Thomas has the rebound. Goes off the window. Couldn't hit the shot, though. Couldn't finish at that time. Good rebound by Thomas. Roundtree nearly steals it, but the loose ball taken back by Swick. They've got it in the right corner to Jenkins. Jenkins slashing to the middle. Double clutch. Just throws it off the window. He does not hit the shot, but he is going to the free throw line. Strong drive by Jenkins. And good athleticism to contort his body and get into a spot where he's able to at least get a shot off, even though he was fouled by Thompson. So Jenkins to the free throw line, an 80% free throw shooter on the season. And he's got the highest average on the Blue Storm. And he misses this one. So the broadcaster Jink is in play tonight. 7-2 lead for Mineral Area. Jenkins averaging 8.2 points per game on the season and tied for the team high in assists per game at 2.6. Second free throw is perfect. And Jenkins is on the board. A 7-3 lead for Mack. The first seven game points of the game, all by Devin Thomas. And, well, he still has all the points for Mack. They lead at 7-3, so it's Devin Thomas 7 and Swick 3. Bouncer to the right wing. Thompson down to the right corner. Lamar Morgan a deep three. Ha-ha! Fill it up, Lamar! Lamar Morgan trips the trigger on a triple. A 37% three-point shooter on the year leads the team. And attempts and makes from out there. And Mack leads it 10-3. Good, strong drive by Seiko Sangari right there. And he finished through traffic. A 10-5 advantage for Mack. Well, if Mack is able to score 2 points for every one of Swick tonight, then they'll be in great shape. And so far that's been the outcome. A tight pass, middle of the lane, down underneath the bucket, intended for Thomas off of his hand and out of bounds. Mack, which turned it over only seven times the entire game at Swick, has three turnovers here in the first 5 minutes of this one. Swick basketball. Patterson retreats out near half court. Morgan guarding in there. He'll come off the screen from Hill. And now a drive along that right baseline. It's going to be a blocking foul. Whistled, I believe, on Darius Thompson as he pulls himself off the ground. It's the second personal on Darius. And a 10-5 lead for Mack quickly in the ballgame. Amar Miller. He's the Minnesota Blur. Ultra quick. I asked him before the game if he'd ever played anybody as quick as him or quicker. He said De'Aaron Fox, the starting point guard for the Kentucky Wildcats this year. Says the only guy. Luke Davis checks in for Swick. 6'9". Chiseled dude. And now the lob into Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer sends to Hill. Jalen tosses it right in the middle. Ball is deflected, and it's deflected right back out to him. So he plays to the right corner. Sangari pump fake there. Drives inside. Block shot Thomas. Rebound stick back won't go. And Thomas has the rebound. Good work by Thomas there with the block and then the rebound. Amar Miller looking for the drive. Scoops it out. That's to Thomas. Thomas gives it right back. 10-5 lead for Mack. 14:30 remaining in the first half. Miller head of the circle now. Miller, left hand, right hand, pushes it down to the right corner. Cuthbertson for three. Nothing but nylon for Zach Cuthbertson. He's a 40% three-point shooter now. He started the year 1-for-11 and now shooting 40% out there. Cuthbertson, 13-5. Mineral Area College by 8 points. Largest lead of the game for Mack. Three-pointer launched by Pfeiffer, couldn't hit it. Cuthbertson's got it, comes out of the pack with a basketball. Fires a bullet down to the right corner. Morgan, pump fake, now he'll try it, and he misses that one. Rebound, tapped around, Cuthbertson tracks it down, tries to scoop it to Thomas and turn it back over. Great efforts that time on the rebound by Mack, but another turnover, their fourth. Swick basketball, Patterson bounces right wing. Here's Hill, watched closely by Thomas, who's going to Indiana State next year. Now a ball passed over to Patterson on the left side. They get it back down underneath the Hill, and that guy is a tremendous ball player. He hooks it over the top of Thomas right there. And 13-7, Mack by 6. Finally, Swick has tied up Devin Thomas anyway. Thomas with 7 and Swick with 7, but it's a 13-7 lead for Mack. Outside of the arc, Miller tries the triple, rattled it home. That's a nice inside-outside play that time as Miller got it into Devin. Devin didn't have it exactly where he wanted it. Passes it right back outside to Miller, who drops the three. 16-7, Mack by 9, their largest lead. 13-10 remaining in the first half. We're back on the other side of this one-minute pause right here on AM 800 KREI.
We're open.
What's open?
Flicks Equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over three generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flicks Equipment, let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a one-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
16-7, it's Mineral Area College by 9. Let's set the lineup for you as Jabril Diallo comes out of the game or into the game for the first time, out onto the floor. So it'll be Diallo, Miller, Morgan, Cuthbertson, and Leros, the five on the floor. It'll be a full court press here for Mack, 2-2-1. And 16-7, Mineral Area College by 9 points. Swick basketball, they play catch in the backcourt. Jenkins brings it across the timeline, bounces to Patterson. Patterson out near half court, far side of the floor. Lobs to Davis at the head of the circle. They work it back outside to Sangari. Sangari to Jenkins at the head of the circle. To the right wing, this is Patterson now. Patterson back over to the left side. Jenkins with it, 8 on the shot clock. Deep three for Patterson, and he hit it. Wow, what a shot by Patterson, as he pops that one through from about 26 feet out. And a 16-10 advantage for Mack. Jabril Diallo running point. To his right is Miller. Bounces it to him there. Down on the left corner, that's Morgan. Jabril going to drive and bounce it to Lamar there. Lamar just inside of the arc. Tough shot, and he put it through. Oh, Miller with the, or Morgan with the pump fake. Step inside of the arc, fading to his right, and he stuck it in from 17. Tremendous shot by Lamar Morgan. He'll be playing at Coppin State next year at the Division I level. Patterson works off of a screen. Two-handed chest pass, left wing, Sangari. Sangari curls around a screen. Looking for a pass to the right side, cut off. Now to the left side, Davis. And back out to the front to Sangari. He drives in and works it to Hill, that left baseline. And Jalen Hill is just automatic. Hill averaging 20 points per game, and he shoots over 53% on the season. And he's got six now. And that's the lead, six for Mack. 18-12. Out of the circle, Leros. Leros hands it off to Cuthbertson. Now to Morgan, left wing. This is Diallo going to work. Cuthbertson calling for it. The left low block. And he powers his way inside, but he misses the shot. And on the backside, Jenkins grabs a hold of the rebound. Swick can cut it to four, maybe three. Justin Story coming in. Next dead ball. Hill with a beautiful pass that time. Cuthbertson blocking the shot of Davis. But a foul called on Cuthbertson. Well, it was clean up top, so he must have got him with some body is what the officials must be thinking there. So Luke Davis to the free throw line, a 64% free throw shooter on the season. He averages 9 points a game off the bench. This is the first. Story checks in, Cuthbertson out. Justin Story had a couple of dunks last game that nearly ripped the basket out of the roof. They were thunder jams. Davis back to the stripe, and he gets the second one. So Lucas on the board for the first time. 18-13, a five-point lead for Mack. Largest lead has been 9 at 16-7. 11 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the first half of play. Diallo right wing. This is Story. Leros comes to set the screen, slips it, now rolls it, and Story driving it through, tries to power it up and in, couldn't do it. Leros has the rebound. Tap try won't go. Story with the rebound. His follow won't go in, but tenacity on the backboards by the Cardinals, and Justin Story will go to the free throw line. Whistle goes on Luke Davis, his first personal foul. A pretty clean game so far in that respect. Three team fouls on Mack, only two. Whistled against the Blue Storm. And Justin Story at the free throw line where he is 5 of 8 on the season. And he leaves this one short. So he's 5 of 9. Story back to the stripe. A couple of great chances for Mack to score on that possession. Great offensive rebounding by the Cardinals. Couldn't finish the play and Story missed them both. So Mack has an empty possession there. 11 minutes remaining in the first half. 18-13. Mack by 5. Miller falls down on the hard screen by Davis. Swick basketball. They try to enter it to Davis. It's deflected out of bounds and off of Mack. 18-13. Mineral Area on top. 10:52 remaining in this first half. There's a cut right down the left side of the lane. Mack just flat didn't guard the guy. And Jenkins gets the easy bucket. Takes a good quick cut left side of the lane. And nobody picked him up. 18-15. Mack only up by a single possession now. A 9-point lead has been sliced to three. Diallo dribbles out of traffic, drives, swings to Story. 3-pointer in the air. Too strong. Laros tapped the rebound out, but there was nobody there to catch it when he tapped it out, and this one flies up into the third row. So 18-15, Mineral Area by 3 points. And Swick has the basketball. Mack was up by 13 at halftime last game, and there's another great cut by Hill, and Jalen Hill has eight. And now becomes the game's leading scorer. Thomas scored the first 7 points of the game. And here comes Hill. Left elbow, this is Laros. Back cut, Morgan, and a beautiful pass. And even a better cut as Morgan gets the easy backdoor layup on the left side. And 20-17, Mineral Area College leads it by three. So Max 9-point lead nearly disappearing, down to one. And then Mineral Area gets a bucket right there. Long three won't go. Tap try Hill won't go. Diallo grabs it before it goes out of bounds. And Jabril bringing it up the floor now. Jabril slashing all the way to the hole. Rises up. Can't rim it in. Just missed the layup. But he is going to go to the free throw line on the second personal foul by Luke Davis. An excellent chance for a 3-point play that time. And tell you what, Jabril Diallo is the master of finishing that 3-point play, working through contact and scoring, but it just wouldn't go for him that time. Got a timeout now on the floor. 20-17, Mineral Area by three, and free throws from Jabril Diallo coming up. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neurobank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Chat speaker Mike Zag tonight here at Mineral Area College. Christian Cooper engineering and operating our game for us at KREI Control. 20-17, Mineral Area College on top of Swick. It's a team that they did beat earlier this season by 20, 73-55. They did that on the road just a few weeks ago back on November 28th. Jabril Diallo at the free throw line, a 67% free throw shooter on the season. He pops the first one through. Jabril has his first point. Jabril had 6 points in the previous meeting with the Blue Storm, but where he really excelled, he had 8 assists in that game, and he goes 1-for-2 from the free throw line there. Missed the second, rattled it in and out. Swick basketball, Asante Patterson at the controls of this team. He bounces it left wing. That's to Sangari outside of the arc. Hill going to be the screener on this set. Now he's going to fade back into the high post, working back outside Patterson. Patterson working off the screen from Hill once again. Right side, Pfeiffer, three ball, wouldn't go. Cuthbertson battling for the rebound, and it is finally booted down around that baseline and diving out of bounds and then throwing it off of Cuthbertson is Pfeiffer. So Swick has it back. 21-17, Mack by four. Last inbounds play, Swick cut right down the left side of the lane and had an open layup. This time, Mineral Area College closes that one off, and there's a charge down the left baseline, and Luke Strege is fired up. He loves that. Pfeiffer flattened Miller right there, and Amar, the smallest guy on the floor, took it and got the ball back for his team. Coach Strege has told us a couple of times that's his favorite play in basketball, having one of his guys take a charge. Swick in the half court, man-to-man. Miller brings it across the timeline. Right wing, Cuthbertson to Leros on the right elbow. They look for a back cut off of that usually. Miller steps outside of the arc and pops it through. Amar Miller, little bang-bang tonight for him. He's got two threes. And Mineral Area College is back on top by seven. 8:43 remaining in the first half. Swick basketball between the circles. It's Patterson. Patterson throws a one-handed bouncer to the right wing. Jenkins back to the head of the circle. This is Pfeiffer. And then Jenkins, open three. Nailed it. Good shot by Darren Jenkins. Only a 28% free throw shooter, or rather three-point shooter on the year, but he hit that one. And 24-20, the margin back to four for Mineral Area. A couple of cutters down the right side of the lane. Now Cuthbertson going to follow him through on the drive. Zach got all the way through. Just nudged his shoulder past the defender and banked it in on the fly. Terrific drive by Zach Cuthbertson. He's got five, and the lead is six. 26-20, Mineral Area College on top. Patterson expecting a zig from his teammate. He got the zag. Looked like he threw it out of bounds, but Darren Jenkins hustles over to grab the basketball. Works it back out to Patterson, and the second charge in the last three possessions going against Swick, and this time it was Diallo absorbing the impact. That foul going against Patterson. We've got to credit Swick with, well, perhaps undisciplined passing, but good hustle on the last play. 26-20, Mack leading it here. Largest lead for Mineral Area College has been nine in this game. They were up 16-7. It was with about 11 minutes left. They could go up eight or nine right here. Miller's got it to the left, to the right wing. Cuthbertson, a bouncer underneath. Thomas attacks, has the ball slapped out of bounds by Hill. Jalen Hill, 19 points, 9 rebounds. The last time these two met, he averages 20 points a game and 8 rebounds, and he's got a good start here tonight with 8 points. They lob it in, Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson looking high low, but a poor pass. That's taken away by Swick. Now Miller tries to steal it back away, and he fouled. So the first foul on Miller, and it's the fifth turnover whistled against Mineral Area College here in the first half. Mack with only 7 total turnovers in the last meeting. 26-20. Mack leads it, but it's Swick basketball. Here's Patterson out near half court. Both sets of coaches screaming instructions to their team. The cheerleaders and the fans contribute to the cacophony. Between the circles, Patterson works with it, backs it out. Miller watching him on defense, and he comes off of the screen. Roundtree tried to reach. 17-foot jumper wouldn't go, but a tremendous tip in by Seiko Sangare. Boy, that was a great tip in by him. He was waiting for it at the right low block and got high and banked it off the window with his left hand. 26-22, Mack by 4 points. Bouncer, this is Thomas, working from that right baseline, trying to back his man down. Thought he shoveled the feet, no call. Nearly turned it over on the outside. Thompson grabs, curls off the screen from Thomas, now kicks it to the left corner. Cuthbertson fakes a three, backs up, shoots a three, and pumped it through! Nothing but nylon for Zach Cuthbertson! Boy, he just shows you something new and different every night. Cuthbertson, jab step, dribbles behind the arc, and sails it in. 29-22, Mack by 7. Swick basketball now. Middle between the circles. Patterson, they bounce it underneath. Here's Hill attacking, and he's fouled by Cuthbertson. The second one on Zach. A good attack that time by Hill, but the play really made by his teammate Pfeiffer, who dribbled in, drew the defense to him, and then threw that good bounce pass along the baseline to Jalen Hill. Hill, 73% foul shooter on the season. Jalen will stride to the free throw line. Mineral Area College leads it by 7, 29-22 in the game at Swick earlier this year. Mack led it by 14 points at the half. They're going to have to put on a run to do that here as Hill hits the free throw. He's got 9. Cuthbertson checks out in favor of Story. And here's Morgan coming in for Darius Thompson. So let's set the lineup. We've got Thomas, Story, Morgan, Roundtree, and Miller, the 5 on the floor for Luke Strege. 29-23, Mack by 6. Back to the free throw line, Jalen Hill. A fantastic freshman from Swick. Second one goes through. And Hill has 10 first half points. Hill going to get a little break here. And Paul Hepburn checks in for him. Hepburn, a 6'8 freshman out of the Bahamas. A big dude, too. Rock solid. 29-24, a 5-point lead for Mack with a basketball. Story coming off the screen from Thomas. Story kicks to the left corner. Morgan thought about the triple, turned it down. Instead, he throws it down underneath to Thomas, who's hammered on the catch. Underneath. Mackle put it in play right into the bucket along that baseline as the referee comes over and says that foul goes against Darren Jenkins, his first. Sixth team foul against Swick, so Mackle starts shooting free throws. Next foul shot. Morgan grabs it in the right corner off the inbound. Comes off the screen from Thomas. Couldn't slip the ball to him on the pick and roll, though, now. And now Miller controls between the circles as Coach Strege comes out and calls out the next play. Roundtree comes in with Thomas now. And now here's a drive by Miller. Kicks to the right corner. Morgan. Morgan slashes in. Shoots up against the double team. Hepburn was right there standing tall. And Morgan did a nice job creating that contact. And he'll go to the free throw line. Lamar Morgan, a 79% free throw shooter on the year. He's averaging 11.6 points, and Lamar's got seven so far tonight. 5:48 remaining in the first half. It'll be Morgan's first try at the free throw line in this ball game, and he misses it short. Lamar started out over the first half a dozen games. He was shooting 91% from the free throw line. He's faded a bit, though, in the last four or five games, and he misses both of these. In fact, Macca struggled from the free throw line tonight. Story 0 for 2. Morgan 0 for 2. Thomas 1 for 1. Diallo 1 for 2. So Mac, well, shoot a little better from the line. Maybe you put up a double-digit lead. Swick basketball right of the lane. It's Franklin with it. Franklin hands it off to Hepburn. Ball nearly stolen by Morgan. And Jenkins recovers on it. Now drives inside. Great box out by Roundtree. Has the ball slapped away from him. But a great job by Roundtree, who was shorter than every other blue-shirted gentleman around him. But he boxed him out and shoved him back. So good work by Sean. And it's Mac basketball now. Roundtree working in the half court. He's on that right wing extended. Bounces to Thomas. Here's Story coming up to grab it. Left wing pass Morgan. Morgan to the left side. It's Miller with the basketball. And Miller steps back outside of the arc. Crossover dribble. Fires up an 18-footer. Wouldn't go. And Thomas is going to get called for the foul now as he crashes in on Sangari. Devin Thomas with just his first personal. And Darius Thompson will check in for Miller. Amar with 6 points. He's hit two triples. Couldn't get that last shot to fall. 5 minutes remaining. First half. 29-24. Mineral Area College leading the visitors from Swick. Swick basketball here. Daylon Franklin running point. Tosses to the right wing. This is Pfeiffer now. Pfeiffer driving with the left hand. Left of the lane. Stops. Spins around. 360. Shot wouldn't go. Thomas has the rebound. Fires to Thompson up the floor. And here's Story going to work. Fires up the runner. Wouldn't fall. And the ball ripped out of the sky by Trayron Allen. Swick basketball back. Pretty good transition defense by Swick that time. Crossover dribble, now a pull-up from the right elbow, and Pfeiffer stuck it in. Teddy's got his first bucket of the night. Shoots 52% from the field on the year. A terrific-looking shot by Pfeiffer there. And Mineral Area College leads by only 3 points, 29-26. Roundtree passes right wing. This is Thompson with it. Back to Tree out of the circle. Roundtree looks for the drive, goes behind the back, heads down the left side of the lane, double clutches, and throws it off the window with a left hand. Tough hoop by Sean Roundtree. Got it to go down. You heard our pregame show. You heard Jay Harrington say, well, they wanted Roundtree to play for them desperately, but, well, Luke Strege beat him on the recruiting trail. 31-26, Mack by five. Curling off the screen, Jenkins slashes down the left side of the lane, distributes to the left baseline, and the jumper high off the iron and down and through for Seiko Sangare. He's got 6 points. Roundtree all the way through. Coast to coast. Played it in. Back-to-back buckets for Sean Roundtree. 33-28. Jenkins coming back the other way. Mack gets the transition defense back this time, though. And Swick is forced to play in the half court. Swick basketball. And a timeout now by the Blue Storm. 3:17 remaining in the first half of play. 33-28. Mineral Area College leads it by five. We're back in a minute right here on Supertalk 800.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
33-28, Mac by 5. It'll be Swick basketball. 3:17 remaining in the first half of play. Let's set the lineup now as Miller is in along with Roundtree, Story, Thompson, and Thomas. Swick's got the basketball out of the timeout now. And the Blue Storm send it over to the left wing. Jenkins Hill coming up in the high post. He always wants the basketball, and usually good things happen when he has it. Swick bouncing it back outside. Allen plays to Peterson, and out of the right side, Patterson tries a triple. Oh, he almost bounced it in. That hit on the rim, then on the top side of the backboard, and it hit the post, which is out of bounds, and then came back and through. Now, if you'd have called rim, backboard, post, and through when you were playing horse, that would have been a pretty good shot. Been one of those Larry Bird specials. 33-28, Mack by 5. Story on the right wing. Enters it down underneath Thomas. Thomas creates a little contact. Turns around, fires it, missed it. Swick rebound. Patterson comes out of the pack with it. Patterson going to set it up in the half court here. Pitches it to the right wing. Pfeiffer driving in. He hits Hill with a difficult ball and then diving on the floor. Miller making life tough for the Blue Shirts. Great hustle by Amar. It is out of bounds off of Miller. So it's Swick basketball. Standing right in front of me to put it in play is Teddy Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer passes it into Patterson. Patterson at the top of the key cradles it. Fires it left wing Jenkins. Hill calling for it, and they do slip it to him. Nearly stolen, but he gets it back. Now over to the right wing with 5 on the shot clock. To the left corner with 2 on the shot clock. The reverse layup will not go as Max slaps the ball and blocks it away. Now they're going to... One official says it was out of bounds on Mack, but the shot clock went off when the ball didn't hit the rim, and so the other official correctly says no, Mack basketball. 2 minutes and 11 seconds remaining in the first half. 33-28, Mineral Area College leads by 5. A much more organized Blue Storm team this time around that plays much better together. Mack is up, but it's been a close one. Mack's largest lead has been 9 points, but they lead it here by 5. Darius Thompson looking for a seam, can't find one, and plays it back out front to Amar Miller, now with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Miller looking for the drive. In the left hand, a bullet pass to the left corner, Roundtree, and he stepped on the sideline and gives it back over to the Blue Storm. 6 first half turnovers for the Cardinals. 33-28. So the Cardinals nearly with as many turnovers here in the first half as they did the entire game the last time they played the Blue Storm. Thompson out, Morgan in. 1:45 remaining in the first half. 33-28, Mack by 5. Swick basketball, though. Patterson has it. Works it to Hill. Back to Patterson outside of the arc. Hill sets up at the free throw line. Retreats. Now swings it right wing. This is Jenkins with it. Jenkins tries to drive it past Miller. Good luck with that. And now bounces it to Patterson. Patterson ducks his way into the lane. Missed it. Story rises high for the rebound. Justin looking up ahead. Roundtree. Roundtree driving it with the left hand. Kicks it outside to the right corner. Story once again. Story fires it out to Miller. 77 seconds remaining. Miller works with it. Slashing through Roundtree. They're bounce it. Pass intended for him, but Hill deflects it over to a teammate, and then Roundtree fouls him, and that'll send him to the line. The 7th turnover of first half for the Cardinals. Mineral Area College averaging 11.9 turnovers per game. At the free throw line, it's Siko Sangari, averaging 5.4 points per game for this team, but getting more minutes now, and he's already got 6 points here in the first half. A 64% free throw shooter on the season, and he rattles this one home for point number 7. And the Blue Storm now have a chance to close with it in one possession if Sangari can hit the free throw. Mack leads by 4 points right now with 62 seconds left in the first half. Sangari hit them both. He's got 8 first half points. 33-30. Mineral Area College by only a bucket. Less than 1 minute to play in the first half. Bouncer to Thomas. Thomas just outside of the arc to the right wing. This is Roundtree. Roundtree curling off the screen from Thomas. Bounces it to him on the slip screen. Thomas attacks the rack and fouled on the way in. Now the primary defender on the play was Hill, but I think it was the offside defender that's going to get called for the foul. Indeed it was. That whistle going against Jenkins, his 2nd. To the free throw line, Devin Thomas. He's 1 for 1 from the foul line. He scored the first 7 points of this game by either side. It was a 7-0 lead for Devin Thomas. He hasn't scored since. and he misses the free throw there. Thomas back to the free throw line. Kenny Roberson checks in for the Blue Storm. His first action tonight. Can Thomas hit the second one? No. Missed it. So turnovers and missed free throws. The story for Mack here in the first half, and that's why Swick has been able to hang around here. A traveling violation by Swick. Mack runs a double team out at half court late. Roundtree and Miller both attacking. And as Patterson tried to put on the brakes, he couldn't do it. 8 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock here. Mineral Area Basketball leading it by three, 33-30. Roundtree's got it. Out between the circles. Bounces to Thomas, who comes up to meet the basketball. Thomas now back to the left wing, and Roundtree comes over and grabs it. Maybe traveled, maybe didn't. Coach Streggy calling out Towson, one of his stops along his coaching career. Here's a drive by Miller. Stops, fires. Shot was blocked by Hill. Ball on the deck now. Miller jumps into the pack. Loose ball. Roundtree rises up. Blocked out of bounds. And he'll be shooting free throws with 9 seconds left in the first half. That ball squirted free two or three different times right there. Good hustle by Mack, and, well, quite honestly, pretty good hustle by Swick right there as well. Second foul on Pfeiffer. This sends Roundtree to the free throw line. Hopefully he can break through and make some of these free throws. Even Lamar Morgan 0-for-2 at the free throw line. So Roundtree steps to the stripe. That's the way. That's how you do it. Nothing but net for Sean Roundtree. Cuthbertson steps in for Story. Timeout by Swick. 34-30. Mineral Area College leads it by 4 points. 9 seconds remaining. Laros checks in as well. Going to keep it right here during this timeout and let you know that on our affiliate, AM 1400 tonight, the Herculaneum girls playing at Bismarck. Will Cheshire with a call on that one. Jeffco women's basketball playing against Southeastern Iowa Wednesday night on AM 1400. Our Cardinal Conversation Thursday from Hubs Pub in Bonterre on J98 at 6 o'clock. And then Friday night, more girls' hoops for you. Bismarck plays at Potosi. So we've got your college basketball and your high school basketball all covered for you throughout the region right here on regional radio. Sean Roundtree back to the stripe. He made it a two-possession game by popping through the first of his two-shot foul attempt. And Tree goes back to the line looking for point number six here in this first half. Roundtree puts it in the right hand, dips it, flips it, and he hits it. Good work by Tree. And now 8 seconds remaining in the first half. Swick quickly up the floor. They get it to the right high wing outside of the arc. Pfeiffer tries the three, shot that one quickly, and now Laros launches a three-quarter court shot of the buzzer. It goes off the backboard. Don't think it would have counted anyway had it gone. 35-30, a tie contest with the Southwest Illinois Blue Storm. We go to your halftime break. We're back. We'll be back with Mike Overman after this two-minute pause on KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds, well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
.35-30 is our halftime score. Mineral Area College leading it, but Swick making it close. And joined now by Mike Overman, athletic director for Mineral Area College. Mack went down there last time, and I'll tell you what, they blew their doors off. They were up 14, extended the lead in the second half, and really were never threatened in that one. Swick is a much improved team over that point, though. They had some injuries. They really hadn't figured it all out. They had all new guys. And they're definitely an improved ball club. So
talking to Luke and his coaches this week, they said that he thought that they improved quite a bit since last time they saw them. And man, that was some serious pace to that half, was it not?
It was up and down.
It was fast. We got a good ball game on our hands here, 35-30 at halftime, and hopefully we can hold on, make some adjustments, and pull away.
Maybe even more telling, Jay Harrington prior to the game down there told me he didn't like his team very much.
Well, you
tonight,
just
tonight, you talk, yeah, and he said, "Now we're a lot better." He even admits it.
Well, he said he does have a lot of young guys. He's got a lot of first year guys. So, I think anytime you've got a lot of young guys, it kind of takes a while for them to mold and come together as a team. So, I didn't see the game whenever they played at Swick. I listened to parts of it on the radio, but it doesn't look like a bad team to me at all. It looks like they're very competitive, and we got our hands full for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Now I talked to Roy Henson before the game, and he told me that. He didn't even get out of bed on Sunday. It was the Mineral Area College and St. Francis County Rotary Shootout. And a pretty good crowd. I think the weather was perfect because it was cold enough that people didn't really want to do something outside, but yet it was nice enough where
roads were fine.
Sure. Come out and watch some hoops. And pretty good crowds all day for that.
Yeah, I was really pleased with the crowd we had out here on Saturday. I thought it was really good. Obviously, anytime we can host an event like the Rotary Shootout with all of its tradition and history, we're thrilled to do so. It was eight games, so it was a busy day, and we got to see a lot of good basketball. The cool thing was most of the games were all really close games. There were really no blowouts. It was an entertaining day, and we're more than happy to support the St. Francis County Rotary Club and all the things that they do for the community. And also, the proceeds of the Rotary Shootout going to benefit their scholarship program. So, yeah, it was a great day. It was a great event. Obviously, we got to put a couple more Hall of Famers in our Hall of Fame with Steve Beezer and Tim Lawler. And it was great to see Coach Lowry out here. That was awesome. Yeah. So I got to talk to him a little bit. It was great that Tim's sister was able to come over and accept on his behalf. So, yeah, it was a great day. It was a fun day. It was a tiring day, but it was a fun day.
Like you said, the games between all the local teams were very competitive. The only blowout was Mack beating Lincoln. So
yeah.
Or Mack
yeah.
beating Kankakee, which is how we wanted it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and that's a district opponent of ours, so that's a good sign. You know what I mean? We've beaten Kennedy King and Kankakee now. I'm not sure who will come out of that district, but there's a good chance that we could see either one of them again.
Yeah.
If we can win our region, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
This region's loaded.
It is.
Coming up Thursday night, we'll do the Cardinal Conversation at Hub's Pub. Been really fun doing those so far with Coach Strege and the basketball team, with Coach Copeland and the volleyball team. And come to think of it, okay, so we do the Hub's Pub Cardinal Conversation with the volleyball team. They go to Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
We do the Cardinal Conversation with the basketball team, and they're 14-0 now.
Number eight.
Well, this is just what...
Yeah, number eight in the country.
Number eight in the country. This is just what the doctor ordered
exactly.
for the women's basketball
exactly.
team, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Anytime we get a chance to get over to Hub's Pub, it's always a great atmosphere to do the show over there. And, of course, Brandon and Scotty and everybody over there at the pub, we definitely thank them for everything they do for MAC Athletics. They're huge supporters of MAC Athletics, and we appreciate everything they do for us. And like you said, women's basketball, we'll get them going a little bit. They've been playing a lot better lately.
More.
Absolutely. Yeah, 7-4. So they're playing a lot better basketball. So hopefully they peak about the time region play starts, and we can see what happens. So hopefully we can bring them a little luck.
Now, we do catch them after their largest setback. But with the Cardinal Conversation bump, that's where you want to be on the Cardinal Conversation.
Exactly. Exactly.
You lose, you get on the conversation.
Exactly.
And you
get you back right where you need to be.
Yeah. That's right.
So I'm looking forward to it. I am.
I know that the coaches have some recruiting maybe to do, and whether they're all there or not, we'll have some coaches there anyway.
Yep. Players.
And then we'll have some players there. And, and I'm hoping, as we look right across the way at Haley Winter, that she'll be there. And I think she will be.
Yeah.
She, at last check, was second in the country in assists per game. She had a triple-double earlier this year and garnered the Region 16 Player of the Week and was up for the National Player of the Week. And so I'm hoping she'll be there. And she's got that cool Australian accent.
Yeah, she's off to just a fantastic start. And our women's basketball team, in all honesty, I mean, their record could be a lot different. They three of their losses were very close games, you know, one bucket from tying a game up
or winning
a game. So they're right there. We're excited to see how they progress throughout the season and excited to talk a little bit of MAC women's hoops on Thursday.
And eat some Hubs Pub food.
Absolutely. Yeah. Eat some Hubs Pub food. See Brandon and the gang.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Chad.
Good
appreciate
to see you
having me on.
You betcha.
Thanks.
Mike Overman joining us at the half, Mineral Area College Athletic Director, and he'll be on with us, too, on Thursday night at Hubs Pub. So looking forward to that. All right, we're going to break down all the individual scoring. We'll do that in 2 minutes. 35-30, Mineral Area College leading the visitors from SWIC right here on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product called Roundup Savings allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
35-30 is our halftime score. The Mineral Area College Cardinals seeing the SWIC Blue Storm for the second time this year. They played at SWIC back on November 28th, so just a couple of weeks ago. It was a 20-point win for MAC on the road, 73-53. Right now, though, only a 5-point advantage for the Cardinals. Let's break down all the individual scoring for you in this one. Jalem Hill, a tremendous player for SWIC, leading them with 10 points in the first half. Right behind him, though, Seiko Singari. Now, Jalem Hill averages 20 points per game, and he's got 10 at the half, so you expect that, I guess you could say. Seiko Singari averages 5.5. He's got 8 at the half, so he's had a terrific first half. Darren Jenkins scored 6 for the Blue Storm, 1 point for Luke Davis, and Teddy Pfeiffer has a pair, along with 3 for Asante Patterson. Mineral Area College got 7 points from Devin Thomas in the first 3 minutes. In fact, it was Devin Thomas 7 and SWIC 0. Thomas, though, has not scored since that point. And so he finishes the first half with 7. Lamar Morgan also with 7. Zach Cuthbertson, leading scorer for the Cardinals. He has 8, and he's got 2 triples. Amar Miller with 6. He has 2 triples. And Sean Roundtree also with 6. Take a look at a few other numbers, and we'll also start with your second half of play. We'll do that in 2 minutes right here on KRAI. Mack leads 35-30 over Swick here at the half.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and
look out! Here comes the throat roll!
Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
The Mineral Area College doing a pretty nice job from 20 feet 6 inches and out. They've hit 4 threes, but haven't done a terrific job from 15 feet, 4 for 11 at the free throw line. Swick 6 for 8 at the free throw line, so they have done a better job at the free throw line. Also, Mineral Area College had 7 turnovers the entire game against Swick. The last time they played them, they've got 7 turnovers in the first half in this meeting. Second half just a moment away, 35-30. Mineral Area College leading the visitors from Swick. And we'd like to thank some sponsors, Crown Collision and New Era Bank of Farmington, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, and Mineral Area College of Park Hills, also Farmers Mutual Insurance from St. Genevieve. The Cardinals look like they'll start the same 5 that they started the game with, Roundtree, Thompson, Thomas, Morgan, and Cuthbertson. And for Swick, they'll bring out Jalen Hill, Teddy Pfeiffer, Asante Patterson, Darren Jenkins, and Siko Sangare, the same 5 that started the game for them as well. Swick gets the basketball as we start the second half, and the Blue Storm will push it right to left. As I look at and describe the action to you, that means the Mineral Area College Cardinals work with it left to right. Not going to run a trap here on the first possession of the second half for Swick. They bounce out of it, work it back out to half court. Patterson takes a look at this half-court trap with Cuthbertson at the head of this thing. Ball going to be open in the corners, and that's where they get the ball. A bullet drive this time by Jenkins, and he misses the lay-in. I mean, he was right up at the rim. Cuthbertson now slashing his way through the middle of 4 defenders, and he's fouled on his drive. He made the shot. That would be a bucket in the NBA, but a foul too soon for the college game. And that's the 3rd personal foul on Teddy Pfeiffer. Good attack, though, by Zach Cuthbertson. That's what you expect out of him. Cuthbertson posting up now right in the middle of the lane. And a great play by him as he got Patterson on his hip. The high-low look from his running mate, Thomas. And Cuthbertson banks it in from 7 feet out. And 37-30, Mineral Area College leads it by 7. Largest lead of the game for Mack has been 9 points. Mack up 7. Head of the circle. This is Patterson. Luke Strait. Strait shouting encouragement to his guys. And there's Davis now once again in the left corner. And now a lob down underneath. Hill misplays it, but regains it. And Pfeiffer busts the three. Teddy Pfeiffer with 5 points leads this team in three-point makes on the year with 23. He's 23 out of 51 and shooting 45% outside of the arc. He is their main threat out there. And a four-point lead for Mack. Cuthbertson trying to post hard once again. Thomas looking for him, but the defense collapsing around him. And now there's a nifty pick and roll as Thomas misses a shot in the middle of the lane, but grabs his own rebound and banks it in for two. 39-33. Mineral Area College leads by six right here on KREI Farmington. Crossover dribble, Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer looking to the far side of the floor. That's to Patterson. Gets it right back and finds Patterson once again as they play catch out there. Now a lob to Hill, right baseline. Pfeiffer drives, stops, fires. Pretty shots. Teddy Pfeiffer, he's got 5 second-half points. We're not even 2 minutes in. And very nice play by Pfeiffer. He drove it in, stopped from about the 10-foot mark as the defense closed out on him, and then just floated it through. 39-35, Mineral Area by four. A tight game. Mineral Area has played two close games this year, if you include this one. I know we just started the second half. Thomas for three, missed it, and no rebounders in sight. 39-35, Mack by four. Swick basketball here. Swick 6-6 on the year, but they've been playing some good teams tough here lately. Left wing, Patterson. Crossover dribble against Roundtree once and twice. And now the defenders will change out on him as Cuthbertson picks him up on the switch. And the ball is slapped out by Darius Thompson. He fouled. That's the third one on Darius. 17-30 remaining in the second half. Mack by four, 39-35. Morgan plays defense on the inbounder, Jenkins. Jenkins bounces it in for Patterson. Patterson getting by Roundtree. Thomas does a nice job helping. And now from 17 feet out is Hill. Misses the shot. Rebound. And the follow-up by Sangari won't fall. And Morgan grabs a hold of the rebound for Mack. Cuthbertson on the right wing. Zach puts it in the left hand. Picks the dribble up. Lobs for Thomas. Middle of the lane. Hook shot! You can count it! Devin Thomas has 11. And that's Devin Thomas's office right there, within 10 feet of the rim. Terrific play by Thomas, and the lead is 6 for Mack, 41-35. Just over 3 minutes in to the second half of play. Here's a slash by Jenkins down that right baseline. The ball tapped out of bounds. Cuthbertson does a nice job defending, but he touched it last as Luke Davis now checks in for Pfeiffer. And Pfeiffer's the guy that had the hot hand for him. He scored all their second-half points, but he's the one checking out. Sometimes I scratch my head. Asante Patterson going to be putting it in play here. LaRon Allen curls off a double screen and following in through is Jenkins. Mack did a great job defending that one. Jenkins keeps the dribble alive now, sets up shot at the left wing. Roundtree went for the steal and some contact right there as Patterson grabs ahead of the circle. One on the shot clock and a running shot that will now fall for Sangari. Mack basketball, Cuthbertson out of the pack, up the floor, Roundtree. Roundtree attacks, off the rim, got it to go! And Roundtree hits the floor and barks in approval. Roundtree going to go back to the free throw line. Sean with a tremendous finish. He's got 8. The second foul on Asante Patterson. Roundtree averaging 7.7 points per game. He's got 8 tonight. And the lead is 8. Mack could match their largest lead of the game if Roundtree can put in the free throw. Yes, sir. Roundtree at the line. He tickles the twine. He's got 9. And that's the lead. 44-35. Mineral Area College on top. We're hoping that Mack's depth can help them pull away here in the second half. Swick basketball. Patterson, right wing extended. He's 28 feet out. Curls off a screen to the left wing. Jenkins for three. Missed it long. Roundtree with a long rebound. Sean, crossover dribble and fouled. Two quick ones against Asante Patterson. That's his third personal. 16:08 remaining in the second half. It's the third team foul whistled against the Blue Storm here in the second half. 16:08 remaining in the second half. And Jay Harrington and staff down 9 and hoping that they don't see this one get away from them. They call a timeout. 44-35, Mack by 9 over Swick. We're back in a minute on Super Talk 800.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at NewEraBank.com to learn more. Newera Bank, member FDIC.
44-35, Mineral Area by 9 with the basketball as we come back from the timeout by Swick. We'd like to thank Lambert's Cafe of Sykeston and Patterson Well Drilling from Cadet for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College basketball. Mack looking for its first double-digit lead of the ball game on this possession. Darius Thompson out there with Sean Roundtree, Zach Cuthbertson, Lamar Morgan, and Devin Thomas. Roundtree gets the basketball in the back court off of the inbound. Through the legs, bouncer to Thomas. Thomas outside of the arc. Back cut Cuthbertson, couldn't find him there. Roundtree, 4-3, missed it wide left. Swick Sangari has the rebound. Good open shot, good look that time. Tree just missed it. And now it's Patterson running the point. Crossover dribble gets by Roundtree, but forced back outside on the good help side defense by Thomas. Miller checking in next dead ball. Patterson outside of the arc. 12 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Here's Davis now. Davis, bouncer in. Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson up ahead. Thompson attacking. Thompson attacks left side. Lays it in. And Mack leads by double digits for the first time on the first bucket by Darius Thompson. Quickly up the floor, though. Jalen Hill was cherry-picking, and they floated it up ahead to him, and they laid it in uncontested. So the lead right back down to 9. Nice job by Zach Cuthbertson leading the break right there, though, as he stole it, led the break, and then floated one up ahead to Darius Thompson for the layup last possession. Swick running a 2-3 zone right here. Will they match up and follow him through? No, they'll stay in that zone. Left corner, Cuthbertson, another 3. Oh, he rimmed it all the way around, and it popped back out. Looked like it was going for just a moment. Patterson up the floor. Tree rips it off. Here's Morgan now. Up ahead. Morgan rises up and rocks the rim. Lamar Morgan with 9 and a great steal by Darius Thompson and Sean Roundtree helping out. 48-37. It's Mineral Area College by 11, matching their largest lead of the game. Laros in. Next dead ball. Swick basketball. Patterson out between the circles, works it to the right wing, Jenkins. He's outside of the arc. And now it's Sangari between the circles, back to the right wing, Jenkins. They work it down to Hill along that right baseline. Hill, a tremendous offensive talent. But Mack has forced him into a couple of turnovers off of double teams as he tried to pass out of them. It's a tie-up situation, and it's Mineral Area College basketball. So Mack now with a possession and a double-digit lead, 48-37, Mineral Area College on top. Now some substitutions here as Diallo checks in, along with Story. You've got Miller in the ball game, Morgan, and Mark Laros, the 5 on the floor for the Cardinals. We've seen several times this year teams able to stay within between 8 and 12 points, and then Mineral Area will race away in the second half. Diallo brings it down the floor, pitches it to the right wing. This is Story. Story looks for the screen by Laros, a tough one. Story drives all the way through, plays it high off the window, and throws it up long, even too long for Laros, who was set up on the backside for the rebound. 14 minutes remaining, second half, 48-37, Mack by 11. And there's an attempted drive by Pfeiffer, who can't get around Miller, stops, fires over the top of him from 17 feet, missed it, but Davis grabs the rebound for Swick. Pfeiffer now playing it over to Jenkins. They work it to Hill. Hill works high-low Davis. Now a lob back out front and a slash by Jenkins through. Double clutch and lays it in. Darren Jenkins with points number 7 and 8 for him. The lead back down to single digits, 9, 48-39. Diallo between the circles. Leros, a bouncer to the left elbow. Back cut, Story couldn't find him there. Now to the right wing. Diallo's got it. Crossover dribble. Drives in. Spins a 360. Bounces to the right corner. Miller drives it through. Floater from the right baseline. Missed. Somebody must have got a piece of that because he threw it 4 feet short of the mark. Jenkins now comes down the floor, and Swick trying to chop into this 9-point MAC advantage. Diallo does a nice job working over the top of the screen, stays in front of his offensive man, but now they lost him. It's Jenkins on the left side, and the wide-open jumper falls down. Darren Jenkins with back-to-back buckets. He's got 10, and the lead back down to 7. 48-41, Mineral Area College leads. 12:45 remaining in the second half. Diallo between the circles. Leros to the left elbow gets the pass. Faces up, looks for the back cut by Morgan. Covered well. Now Diallo slashes in along that left baseline, and the ball is dislodged from him. Now Swick is on the run. Miller picks him off! And Story grabs the loose ball. Fires it into the forecourt. Miller. Miller drives it right of the lane. Going to curl it back outside, and now takes it down to the right baseline. Bounces it. Leros, left baseline jumper. Missed it from 12 feet out. Back side rebound. Hill has it, and then Story just fouled him. First personal on Justin, and three guys quickly to the scorer's table. Thomas, Cuthbertson, Roundtree quickly back in the game. And Darius Thompson checks back in as well. So the lone man will stay with Miller. I don't think Luke Strege particularly enjoyed the last few possessions. 12-17 remaining in the second half, and Mack leads it by 7. Half-court man-to-man defense by the Cardinals. Thomas will sagway off of Davis and help out in the middle. To the left wing, that's Pfeiffer. Skip pass over to the right corner. Jenkins now outside of the arc. A three-pointer launched and buried by Patterson. Patterson shooting 21% from three coming in, and he has 2 3-point makes in this game. Only 4 the rest of the season combined. And 48-44, Mineral Area College's 11-point lead is down to 4. They led 48-37, and it's been a 7-zip push by Swick. But a foul by Patterson. That is his 4th personal. So 48-44, a 7-0 run by Swick over the last 3 minutes. Mineral Area College basketball. Cuthbertson outside of the arc. Works it to Darius Thompson. He's calling for a little help out here. Screen set by Thomas. Not tight enough. And Black dribbles it over to the right wing. He's got it now. Thinks about a three. He double-clutched on it, though, and then missed it left. Miller, though, has the rebound and attacks the glass. Jumps right into the chest of the 6'8", Luke Davis, and finished it through the big man. If Davis was on the other side of him, you wouldn't have been able to see Miller. But a great score by Amar. 8 points for him now. 11 minutes remaining in the second half. A jumper by Hill at the free throw line. Missed it. Cuthbertson comes out of the pack with a basketball. Zach pulls up, right wing, looks for the bouncer to Thomas and turned it over. Another turnover by Mack. We're headed the other way. Miller right there. And both officials come together to try to make this call and see whether it was a block or a charge. They're going to call a charge. This one goes against Pfeiffer. It's his 4th. And the officials did a nice job talking to one another to make sure that Miller was outside of the restricted area when he set his feet. So 4 personals on Pfeiffer and Patterson in this game. And 50-44, Mineral Area College leads by 6 with the basketball. Christopher Williams checks in for the first time, a transfer from Seward County Community College. A 6'8 sophomore, originally from Garland, Texas. Left wing, this is Thompson with it. Thompson down to the left baseline. Cuthbertson slashes in, and his shot is blocked by Davis. Blocked out to the front. Sangari picks it up on the run. Cuthbertson will shut him down along that baseline. He fires it back out front. This is Jenkins guarded by Miller. Jenkins trying to get by him, does so surprisingly, and hits Hill not only for the score, but also the foul. And Jalen Hill has 14 points, and he's going to the free throw line looking for more. That foul on Darius Thompson. That's his 4th. Now Hill has cut the lead down to 4. And he's got a chance to make it a 1-possession game if he can knock in the free throw. It's been a 9-2 push by Swick. And Hill is hoping that it's a 10-2 run to make it a single-possession game. Hill with 14. A 73% free throw shooter on the year. Hill dips it, flips it, and he missed it. Good rebound, Cuthbertson. A Zach in the backcourt. Hands it off to Roundtree. Halfway through the second half. This has been a good one here at the Bob Sechrest Fieldhouse tonight. Mack has been challenged. They're on top by four. Head of the circle, Roundtree. To Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson left wing. Roundtree right wing. Bouncer to the right corner, Miller. Miller into some traffic now and swings it back out to Roundtree. Five on the shot clock. Roundtree, a covered up three. Rimmed it in and out. Thomas way up for the rebound. And then pumped it in for another two. Devin Thomas with 13 points. And that was a man-sized rebound. 52-46, Mack by six. Right wing pass, this is Sangari going to work. Curls over the top of the screen now in the defenders. A no-look pass down underneath. Hill dives out of bounds to try to save it in. They'll say that Thomas touched it last. 52-46, Mineral Area College leads by six. 9:35 remaining in the second half. Let's thank Hubs Pub of Bonterra and First State Community Bank of Farmington and Park Hills. Darren Jenkins going to do the honors from the deep left corner. Coming over to grab it, Williams off the inbound. Williams sends it high to Sangari, 10 on the shot clock. Sangari guarded by Miller. I'm going to catch Miller with a foul. All right, second one on Amar. It's the fourth team foul on Mack here in the second half. So Swick will put it back in play right in front of their own bench, just to my left. Hill puts it in play to Jenkins. Jenkins through the legs now, trying to keep that dribble away from Miller. Roundtree comes over on the help side D as they switch. And now it's a bounce pass intended for Hill. The defense was right there. And Roundtree touched it last before it bounces out of bounds. Swick basketball. Swick so much improved over the last time Mineral Area saw them. A couple of weeks ago at Swick. Cuthbertson rips off the inbound pass. Now Miller's on the run. Throws the bouncer to Roundtree. Roundtree, reverse layup. Count the bucket, and he's headed to the line. A beautiful break, and what a steal by Cuthbertson. The sweet assist from Miller, and Roundtree has 11. Second personal foul on Jalem Hill. And at the free throw line is Sean Roundtree. Roundtree, 3 for 3 tonight at the free throw line. And he's looking for his second three-point play. Boy, Roundtree's numbers have just increased incrementally throughout this season. And Tree with 11 points tonight. He's looking for point number 12 and trying to put Mack out front by 9. Dips it, flips it, and he hits it. 12 points for Sean Roundtree. 55-46, Mack leads it. 9:09 remaining in the second half. Point guard Asante Patterson brings it across the timeline. Miller picks him up there. Patterson looks left wing. Instead, he's going to pass right wing to Jenkins. Jenkins gets a screen from Davis. He drives down the right side of the lane, swings at the left wing. Patterson's three won't go, but Jenkins has the backside rebound, and then he's fouled by Miller. That'll be the third personal on Miller. Four personal fouls on Thompson, three on Miller. Really the only two in foul trouble here tonight. 55-46, it's Mack by 9. Largest lead for the Cardinals has been 11, 48-37. And now here's a lob out to the left wing. Jenkins, he quickly goes to the left corner to Patterson. Patterson going to dribble out of there, going to set up shop in the left wing. Swick setting a screen by Sangari. Good job by Roundtree working over the top of it. Out of the free throw line, Davis. Davis swings it left wing. Williams, three-pointer, missed it. Cuthbertson has the rebound. Miller sprinting out ahead, but Cuthbertson doesn't want to throw it up ahead to him. Mack will play it in the half court. Now finds Miller on the left wing. Miller surveys the defense. Swick in the half court man. Coming up at the left elbow, this is Leros. He can hit a shot from there. Back cut for Morgan. Don't pass it to him there. Miller now slashing through the lane. Keeps the dribble alive. Crossover dribble. Curls one. Head of the circle. Cuthbertson slides through. The shot won't count. I think they were going to count it if it would have gone through. And the foul goes on Christopher Williams, his first. That'll send Cuthbertson to the free throw line. Zach will shoot his first free throw of the evening. Second on the team in both attempts and makes at the free throw line. And he misses the first. But Zach is a 77% free throw shooter on the year. So he's a good bet to knock down the second. 55-46, Mineral Area College by 9. And make it 10 as Cuthbertson cuts the cords. He's got 11 points. 56-46. A 1-3-1 zone at the top of this thing is Miller. Dribbling, coming off the screen. Patterson to the right wing. That's Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer scored 5 points immediately in the second half, then got pulled. I don't know why. And squaring for the three is Patterson. Rattled it in and out. Cuthbertson grabs a hold of the rebound. He's in the backcourt. Throws a pass way high for Leros. And a tough chance that time. And Zach knew that he missed him. Nothing gets you the hook quicker from Luke Strecki than a turnover. Cuthbertson out. Story in. Diallo checking in. And who's he coming in for? Strecki never told him. And Roundtree will check out. 56-46. Mack by 10. Mack's been pushed tonight. They've risen to the occasion. 7:40 remaining in the second half. And they'll go with a, I believe, a 2-3 zone. Going to have to wait for a pass. Yep, it'll be a 2-3 zone by Mineral Area. Long three, Davis missed it long. And the ball is out of bounds back over to Mineral Area College. Really kind of an odd shot selection by Davis. He could get that anytime he wants it. And that came after just a couple of passes with them not really running anything. So Mack basketball, Diallo running the point. Miller is off to his left, Story to his right. He'll set the screen for Story. He curls around, fires to Morgan. Morgan thought about the three, then covered up. Head of the circle, this is Diallo. Diallo with it, 13 on the shots. Shot clock, still plenty of time. Leros sets the screen. Diallo looking for a drive, fires it over to the left wing. Here is Morgan, rises up. The 18-footer rattled in and out. Good rebounding position by Swick, and Pfeiffer grabs a hold of the rebound. Under 7 to go. 6:55 on the second half clock. Mack by 10, 56-46. The Cardinals looking to improve to 15-0 this season, ranked 8th in the country. Hill covered up well by Leros as he was trying to get some space. Now he's got it on the high post on that left elbow. Miller knifed it away from him. Leros grabs the loose ball. Diallo out on the run. Fired it to Story. Story attacks. A scoop underneath and a score from Morgan. And nice job by Mack sharing the ball once again. Lamar with 11. The lead is 12. The largest of the game for Mack. 58-46. Cardinals on top. Timeout Swick with 6.5 remaining. And we're back on the other side of this. 1 minute pause on KREI.
We're open.
What's open?
Flig's equipment is open.
Well, duh, you've been open for over 3 generations.
Listen, I mean the new location in Ledington is now open today.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said the new Ledington location is open too.
We are open. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Look for the red door and tractors on the south side of the Ledington exit, Highway 67. Flig's equipment. Let our family serve your family. In St. Genevieve and now in Ledington.
Or online at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, home of the legends in farm and lawn equipment like Vermeer, Kuhn, Massey Ferguson, Hustler Turf Equipment, Mower Man, and the Queen of the Green. Whether you have a 1-acre lawn, a football field, a golf course, or 1,000 acres of crop, Fleegs Equipment has the right piece of equipment for you. Work with the legends who know the importance of your time, your job, and your money. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Gen and Highway 67. In Ledington.
Good ball game tonight. The Swick Blue Storm, a much improved team over just a couple of weeks ago. Mineral Area College, though, has risen to the challenge tonight, and they lead it by 12, 58-46, 6.5 minutes remaining in the second half. Mack, though, put up 73 points on Swick a couple of weeks ago. They don't look like they'll get to that point here tonight. We'll see. Maybe they will, but it's been a good, tough, kind of grinded-out ball game. Swick basketball now. And Mineral Area College going to run a trap in the half court now. Down to the right corner, Sangari has the basketball. Gets it to Patterson on that right wing extended. He's way out near half court. Curls off of a screen over to the left side. That's Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer hits Davis. Now he plays to the left corner. And there's a drive by Sangari. Couldn't find the angle. Kind of threw it between what would have been a swish and a bank and missed it. And the backside rebound corralled by Thomas. Thomas hands it off to Miller. Miller going to start the half-court set right here. And a little 6-foot pass right to the mug of Thomas and back out to Miller outside of the arc. Miller looks for the drive, fires it to Morgan. The ball was deflected by Swick, so even though it was retrieved in the backcourt, no violation. Diallo slashes through. 2 seconds remaining in the shot clock. Hit it off the window. Wouldn't go. Story has the rebound. That won't go. And Shorey was stubbed out of bounds as he tried to shoot it. That's the third personal against Jalem Hill. And it'll be Justin Story to the free throw line. Story 5-for-8 on the season from the free throw line. So if he could knock down, well, no, he was 5-for-8. Now he's 5-for-10. He missed two free throws in the first half. So Story with two more tries here at the foul line. And got the first, rattled it home. 59-46, Mac by 13, its largest lead. And Justin will get another one here. Story averaging 3.1 points per game. Really a noticeable difference in his play last two games. Misses that one, though. And 1-for-4 from the foul line tonight. But 59-46. Mac with its largest lead. Comes at the 5.5-minute mark of the second half. Swick basketball. Patterson retreats all the way out near half court. Finds Pfeiffer on that left wing. Pfeiffer goes to Davis, left elbow. They're looking for Hill. And two teams really mixing it up down underneath. And this might be... There were simultaneous whistles. One could be a technical foul on the bench. The other going to be a common foul against somebody. And now some more profanity from the Swick sideline. But they don't give him the double tech. And then they don't appear to be calling a personal foul on any of the players at this point. I think that what happened is that the whistle for the technical foul just preceded the whistle for the personal foul, and so I think that's what they're settling on, is they're just going to go with the tech and call it good at that. So Lamar Morgan will go to the free throw line to shoot the technicals for Mineral Area College. Now, the assistant coach for Swick still talking it over with the officials, but he let loose with a pretty decent bit of profanity even after the first tech, but the officials let him get by with that one. Now, it wasn't Jay Harrington, but rather his assistant, the associate head coach Steve Campo, that got rung up for the tech. So lots of discussion going on right now, but Lamar Morgan going to be shooting the technical fouls. Now Luke Streggy having a conversation as well. So Morgan finally gets the ball. And Mack leads it by 13 points, 59-46. And Lamar's free throw pops through. Morgan's got 12. He's got another one coming. So Morgan readies, steadies, fires it in. 13 points for Lamar Morgan. It's going to be Swick basketball, apparently. No common foul on anyone during that possession. But I'll tell you what, Thomas and Hill were going at it big time. And really, probably what will happen, if there's any bump whatsoever on this play, it's going to be a quick whistle. And Cuthbertson slaps away the intended inbounds pass. 5:16 remaining in the second half. 61-46. Mack has its largest lead of the ball game. And Cuthbertson slaps the ball away off of the inbound. Fires it into Diallo. Diallo attacking middle of the lane. Turns it loose to Morgan. Missed the layup. And now the loose ball taken away by Hill. He plays it up the floor to Patterson, who lays it in. Patterson's got 8. Mack did everything right that time, except they just flat missed the layup. Morgan couldn't finish. And so it's a 4-point swing. But what a play by Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson has been an absolute nightmare for Swick, guarding inbounders. And now Mack turns it over again. It's off the toe of Miller. Diallo threw him a poor pass over on the far sideline. Diallo out, Roundtree in. So Miller, Roundtree, Cuthbertson, Thomas, and Morgan. 61-48. Mineral Area College by 13 points. 4:45 remaining in the second half. Davis has it at that left elbow, sends it out. There's a drive by Pfeiffer, misses the runner. Cuthbertson with a huge rebound, elevating over Davis. Cuthbertson throws to Morgan. He hands it off to Miller. Luke Streggy says spread the floor. 4.5 remaining in our second half. 61-48. Mineral Area College leads by 13 points. Coach Streggy calls out the play. Miller still appears to be a little bit uncertain on what to do. Hands it off to Roundtree. Roundtree dribble weave handoff. This is Morgan. And Roundtree gets it right back. He tries to drive, and Mack turned it over again. Unofficially, Mack now with 11 turnovers in the game. And That's just about their average, 11.9 on the season, but only turned it over 7 times in the game at Swick. 61-48. Mack by 13 points, and we've come to the 4-minute mark of our second half. Swick basketball. Bouncer underneath now. Good pump fake that time by Allen. He had his shot thrown away, but the foul is going on Mack. That one goes against Devin Thomas, just his second. Foul trouble for Mineral Area. 3 against Miller, 4 against Thompson. Thompson's going to check in, though. 3:57 remaining in the second half. 61-48. Mineral Area College on their way, anyway, toward 15-0, barring a big turnaround. Free throw stuck by Trayron Allen. Allen now 8 for 15 on the year, just over 50% from the foul line. And Allen back to the stripe. Hit the first, and here's the second. Missed that one badly. I mean, really badly. He hit that one off the backboard, and it never even drew iron. Darius Thompson going to put it in play. Full court pressure by Swick here. Cuthbertson comes up to help out on this full court pressure. Hits Roundtree. Roundtree fires it up ahead, and now here's Morgan slashing through, and Mack turns it over once again. Morgan, elevated for the layup, was guarded, double clutched, and then tried to hit Devin Thomas as he was coming down, but really not much of a chance for Devin to corral the basketball there. 61-49. Mineral Area leading it by 12. And the Snow Leopards have it. Swick basketball. A bouncer down underneath. That's to Hill. Hill swings it back out high. Patterson for three. Misses the shot. Battle for the rebound. And it's won by Thomas. And he's fouled by Allen. First one on Allen. And Mack now shooting 2 free throws. 10th team foul whistled against Swick. Swick is really making Mineral Area work for this ball game. Whether you would say Swick is playing great basketball, I don't know, but they are playing tough basketball. And now to the free throw line goes Devin Thomas. Thomas is 1 for 3 from the foul line tonight. Puts it in the left hand and rims it in. 14 points for Devin. And he's got team high honors. Now Morgan right behind him with 13. Jalen Hill leading the Blue Storm with 14, so he and Thomas have basically just been an offset, and now Thomas pumps it through. He's got 15, and now he's got game-high honors, 63-49. Mineral Area College leads by 14 points. Largest lead has been 15. Roundtree playing defense on Patterson. Patterson spins. Thompson goes to guard him there, tries to force a ball on a cross-key look down underneath for Allen. The ball slapped away by Mack, but then regained by Swick. Curling off a screen, Patterson drives it through. Floater from 15, tough shot. And there's Cuthbertson rising high for the rebound attempt. And he's fouled on the try. Will walk down for some more free throws. So that one once again goes against Trayron Allen. 3 minutes and 11 seconds remaining in our ball game. 63-49. Mack leads it by 14 points. Largest lead has been 15. So Cuthbertson could make it a new high watermark for the Cardinals. Zach tonight, 1 for 2 from the foul line. A 77% shooter on the season. He sails this one straight through. Another Manilon for Zach on that one. You can spell Zach a bunch of different ways. Cuthbertson goes with Z-A-C. He'll play at UNC Wilmington next year at the Division I level. Going to be a tremendous fit with his multi-skilled game. Cuthbertson back to the line. Got them both. 13 points for Cuthbertson. 65-49. A 16-point lead for Mack, their largest of the ball game. Now, Mack won by 20 the last time they played Swick. If they win by 20 tonight, it will really be kind of a different 20-point win. It was more of a struggle tonight. Mack raced out early against Swick and kind of cruised and won it by 20 on the road. Mack, though, is finishing strong here, or in the process of it anyway. Thompson grabs it on a dribble weave handoff from Thomas. 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in our ball game. 65-49. Mineral Area leads it. Thompson drives it, kicks it to the left corner. Morgan doesn't want the shot, drives it, plays to the right corner. Cuthbertson, a relaxed-looking three, missed it. And the backside rebound taken down by Sangari for Swick. 2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in our ball game. Sangari hands it off to Patterson. 2:15 remaining on this second half clock. Hill working hard down underneath against Thomas, trying to back him down. He traveled with it, and there's your call. I think that it's been a fun battle between Thomas and Hill, and I think Thomas won it tonight. 65-49. Mineral Area leads it by 16 points. The average margin of victory for Mack this year has been 25. 65-49. Roundtree in the backcourt. Three legs once and twice. Crosses the timeline now. Those two legs again. Bounces to Thomas in between the circles. Nobody coming out to guard Thomas. And works it over to Thompson on the right wing. Darius dribbles it back out between the circles. Retreats out near half court. He goes through the lanes. Curls off the screen of Thomas. Backs up for a three. And stuck it! Darius Thompson with three. And Mineral Area College on the rail by 19 points with 1:35 to play. There's a slash by Patterson into the lane. Throws up the runner. Will not go. And Thomas has the rebound. Mack could go up by 21 and maybe 22 points on this possession. Be interesting to talk to Coach Strege after the ball game. Mineral Area closing this one strong. 72 seconds left. There's Roundtree. Smacked by Pfeiffer, no call. Lost the ball, got it back. And finally the whistle and the foul. This one going against Pfeiffer. He fouls out of the ball game, having scored 7 points tonight. And the freshman from Edwardsville averages 13 on the year. Going back to the free throw line, Sean Roundtree. Tree's played a nice game tonight, 12 points. He averages 7.7 on the year, but it seems like every single time his average is going up and up and up, and he's going to be close to the 8 point per game mark after this one. 68-49. Mack by 19 points. Roundtree's first. Got it. Another nylon. 13 for Roundtree. And Mack leads it by 20 points. I said earlier they wouldn't get to the 73 points they scored last time against SWEC. Well, I could very well be wrong about that. As Roundtree goes back to the stripe, and he does it again. 14 for Roundtree. And 70-49, Mineral Area College by 21 points. They have just played a little bit better than SWEC the entire second half, and they just quit pushing the lead further and further out there. And there's a drive by Jenkins. Jenkins whistles one over to the right side. The three-pointer is up and in by Asante Patterson. He's got 11. Good-looking shot by Patterson. Chops the lead to 18. 40 seconds remaining in our game, and another foul in the backcourt, and Asante Patterson fouls out after hitting that three. He scores 11 tonight, and wholesale changes for the Cardinals. It'll be Story, Diallo, Laros, and Miller all on the floor now for Mineral Area College. 40 seconds left in our ball game, 70-52. Diallo getting set to check in for Roundtree, but Roundtree's going to the free throw line. Sean has 14 points. He could take over game-high honors if he put both free throws in. 70-52, Mack leads. Roundtree's first is perfect. He's got 15, tying him with Devin Thomas. Mineral Area College has four in double figures tonight, and Miller's got eight. Tree back to the free throw line. A 63% shooter on the year, but he's perfect tonight. And Roundtree tries another one. Missed it. They rattled that in and out. 71-52. And the lead is 19. 35 seconds left. Anthony Wilkinson is in the ballgame for the first time for SWEC. He passes it off to Jenkins. And Jenkins shoots up an 18-footer that will not go. Tap try. Hill looked like going over the back of Laros. But they're going to call Story with the foul. So Story has his second personal. It looked like Hill was over the back of Laros, but apparently Story was even further behind the action and went over the back of Hill. Hard to sort all that out. Hill scored 19 and had 9 rebounds in the last meeting. He's got 14 here tonight, and Mack has done a particularly good job on him in the second half. He had 10 at the half, and now in making that free throw, he's got 5 in the second half, tying him with kind of his counterpart on the other side, Devin Thomas, who plays deep in the post for Mack. So Hill's 15, got another free throw upcoming, and he misses this one, but the rebound down to Swick, and then the shot just foul, or the shot blocked by Laros. look clean as can be. Look clean as can be, but it'll be a foul on Leros. Trayron Allen goes to the free throw line. I think even associate head coach Steve Campo grinned at that one, knowing that couldn't have been a foul on Leros. Free throws missed by Trayron Allen. Allen 1-for-3 tonight from the foul line. And 71-53, Mineral Area College leads it by 18 points with 23 seconds left. The second one from Allen, he misses that one too. And Leros has the rebound. Coach Strege says, don't shoot it, dribble out the clock. Let's put this one in our back pocket. And I think the Swick is going to be happy to oblige in that and not defend. 10 seconds remaining in our ball game. And the fans here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse counting it down and waving goodbye. 71-53, our final score. Mineral Area College defeating Swick for the second time this season, this time by 18 points. And your eighth-ranked Cardinals improved to 15-0 on the season with one more game left before the new year. We're back with your postgame show on the other side of this two-minute timeout right here on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Mac improves to 15-0 on this season, 71-53 over the Swick Blue Storm tonight. Let's run through the scoring, and then we'll talk to Coach. Two players lead the Cardinals with 15 apiece, Sean Roundtree and Devin Thomas. Two more with 13, Zach Cuthbertson and Lamar Morgan. Amara Miller pitches in 8, a point for Jabril Diallo, and 1 point as well for Justin Story. Let's bring in Coach now. And
woo!
18-point win tonight. It was a 20-point win there, but this one seemed a lot harder to get.
Oh, man, this one was a completely different game. Mm-hmm. So this one didn't feel like 18 at all until about 1:45 left in the game. I looked up and I went, oh, boy, we're up 20. Because I get wrapped up in it and I forget to look up the score. And I was, you know, I should always coach this way, but I was coaching like it was an 8-point game or 6-point game. It just that's the way it felt. That team is so improved. They are so much better. And they have very good coaches who have gotten them better. But I think it was something that you talked about before the game, and I'm not giving you any credit.
Dang it, I was thinking for the first time, I might get that.
You just stumbled on it. I must have led you to it. But because of our depth, as you saw late in the game, and a little bit of foul trouble for them, we were able to stretch it from 8 to 18 there. And we just leaned on them and leaned on them and leaned on them and wore them down. And then, you know, we make a run, and that's your ballgame.
I didn't do the math on this.
Well, you're not, the math's not your strong suit.
Well, I'm not bad until just now. It was 35-30 at the half. You held them to 18 second-half points. That's terrific.
No. 35-30, us.
Oh,
we held them to 23.
See, you were right.
Like I said, math is not your strong point.
You were right.
Still,
I messed up. That's still good,
23
though.
Points is outstanding. Okay? 23 points is outstanding. Their big guy, 22 Hill, is a really good player. So we played a little more zone than I want to, but I will do anything to win. And that was just our answer against their big guy. Is if we, oh man, they got me.
Coach just got doused with a. Yeah. I sure hope that's water.
It's water, and it's cold. So early in the year, and it's Tony, too.
Well, and you can't take playing time away from him.
Well,
he's your redshirt.
Listen, I'll get him. Believe me. Early in the year, I went in to our locker room, and they were all sitting there, and they were quiet, and I thought they were just, you know, this team expects a lot of themselves. So even after wins sometimes, they're a little quiet after a game. And I started to talk, and then they all got up, and they doused me with water. So I went in there tonight and acted like I was upset, and they were all kind of shocked. And I just filled my water bottle up before I went in there, and I soaked them all. And then I ran as fast as I could
run.
That's
why you got out here.
That's
so
why I
fast.
Was here quickly.
I was surprised.
Yeah, because they were coming after me, and they're bigger and they're more athletic than me. So that's why I'm so winded. But, all right, so back to the ballgame, though.
Well, you were talking about how you guys did a nice job on Jalen Hill. And, and in the first meeting – and you kind of take a look at the post players. Now, Devin didn't need to be great in the first meeting because you guys ran away from it early.
Sure.
But he had 5 points, 2 rebounds in the first game,
yeah.
Which, you know, was beside the point.
Yes.
Tonight, though, he completely offset Hill. They each scored 15, and I thought Devin did a great job blocking shots, changing shots, and rebounding as well.
He does a good job in the middle of that zone.
Yeah.
And you know what is really neat to coach is when you start to say the scores, and our leading scorer has 15. And then another guy has 15, and another guy has 13, and another guy has 13. And I mean, listen, this is just a team that will sacrifice good shots to get teammates great shots. Offensively, they're really fun to coach. Defensively, we're piecing it together right now to find ways to get stops. And in games where we've got to play some zone, they adjust, and we play some zone. We did some different things today that we haven't done all year. With one-day prep, we just played Saturday. Yesterday we practiced at night, and we just walked through things because we want to save their legs, because this time of year is really hard for basketball players, and I'm not comparing this to like somebody with a real job, but mentally they get really worn down because today was a finals day. We had a couple guys that had 2 final exams today, and then I asked them to refocus in at shoot around for an hour with me. And then come play. And I don't know how late they were up studying. I mean, they're always up late anyways. But this time of year, when you play games, you just never know what you're going to get with your guys because mentally sometimes they get a little tired. And this group adjusted to some things. We tried to make some changes in a day, and some of it worked, some of it didn't, and we had to adjust. But they just found a way to win. And then I think our depth just wore them out in the second half. But listen, that team today that we played is much, much better than that team that we played a month ago. They've done a great job with that group.
Zach Cuthbertson leads you, you know, in points and rebounds, and that's the stuff that's easy to see. You can see that on a piece of paper, but there is no passing lane that he won't cut off. There is no inbounder that gets a free pass putting it in play. There's no shot that he won't challenge. There's no rebound that is even out of his area that he won't chase down. He'll lead you on the break and be unselfish in setting somebody else up. I love watching this kid play basketball because he affects the game positively in so many ways.
And he's so long, too, and he just competes and competes and competes. And our guys feed on that. Darius Thompson's another one that will fight you. Amar Miller will wrestle you for a loose ball. I mean, he's just a tough kid. So, but a lot of that goes back to Zach. Zach sets the tone some days, and some days in practice I've got to get him going because guys follow his effort. He's a long, athletic kid. He's not the most skilled kid, but he makes up for it in effort, and he's getting more skilled. And then you know, he can really finish. And, you know, I thought he had a string of plays there late of just getting his hands on basketballs or digging out loose balls. When we struggled to get rebounds, Zach would dig it out. You know, I thought they out-effort us early. I thought they got on the floor at times and we didn't. But they're late. You know, Zach really led us. And you know, it was just it's a team win, okay? We're 15-0, which hopefully over Christmas break I'll have a second to relax and look back on and say, man, what a run with this group. But it's the kids. They took two final exams today. They studied all night. They sat in a classroom for 4 hours, and then they came out here and found a way to beat a good team.
So you go from the southwestern part of Illinois to the southeastern one, yeah, in the final game before break, right?
On the road, after an entire week of finals until next Saturday. So we actually do have a couple days where they can focus on some academics here and breathe for a second. And we'll be ready for Southeastern. Anytime you go on the road, it's tough to win. Anytime you go to a Division I team who is very talented on the road, it's going to be tough to win. But with this team, I'm going to challenge them. I'm going to push them every single day. And so far, they've responded to every single challenge. And so we've got one more here till we get a little Christmas break to enjoy our families.
It's been fun concluding a lot of our interviews with one digit higher and ending in 0. So 15-0, way to go.
Man, thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. Luke Strege joining us on our post game. And the Mineral Area College Cardinals win it by 18 tonight, 71-53 over the SWIC Blue Storm. We didn't go over the scoring for SWIC, so let's do that now. Jalen Hill does lead him with 15. 10 points for Darren Jenkins. 11 for Asante Patterson. Seiko Sangari scores 8. Teddy Pfeiffer with 7. And 1 point for Luke Davis. As we were talking about with Coach, one more game before the Christmas break out southwest or out to southeast Illinois. The Mineral Area College Cardinals going on the road on Saturday. That is a 3 o'clock tip time. And so we will be on the air with you at 2:45 Saturday. We'll actually have that game for you on our affiliate, J98 The Boot, at Missouri Basketball right here on KREI. But it would be very special for this team to close the 2016 portion of this year's schedule with a 16-0 record. They could very well do it coming up Saturday at Southeastern Illinois. All right, well, my thanks to Luke Strege, and a fun one once again tonight. My thanks to Christian Cooper back at the studio, engineering and operating our game. Our final score for the final time, 71-53. Mineral Area College does what it's done every single game this season. They win it. I'm Chad Speaker, and I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join mine.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll!
They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and
look out! Here comes the throat roll!
Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.